So They Might Be Giants, Anna Ang on 93.9 The River. Bill Childs with you this afternoon, and I'm joined on the phone by Mr. John Flansburg of They Might Be Giants. Are you there, John?
I'm right here, Bill Childs. How
Excellent.
Are you?
I am good. And
fantastic.
You're making the trip up here on Thursday, playing at the Calvin along with Jonathan Colton. I understand tickets are still available.
Tickets are still available. We want to urge everybody to come out to the big show. We are wrapping up a year or 6 months of U.S. touring, and we are ready to celebrate. We are super excited about being back at the Calvin, and I'm super happy to be perilously close to being home for the first time in 6 months. So it's a glorious time.
It's all very nice to have come together. Sometime Valley resident Jonathan Colton opening, very nice. And you're going to be on the River Sound Cafe with Joan Holiday on Thursday afternoon, I believe. And Monty's going to have tickets all week.
Yes, I'm excited about that as well. Our live performance. It'll probably be as a trio with your good friend Marty Beller playing the drums.
I owe Marty dinner, by the way.
He talks about that constantly.
I bet he does. I suspect he's trying to find the most expensive vegetarian meal he can find in Northampton.
Well, I think Northampton is probably a good place to find an expensive vegetarian meal.
That's probably right. So you're touring on the new record, Join Us. It's a grown-up record, and it's a grown-up show. Those are both good things to emphasize since I also do the kids show here.
Yeah.
And what's the show going to be like? People who have seen your shows here in the past, how will it be different?
It's going to be packed with swear words, Bill.
Okay.
No, it's us. There is a puppet show, which in spite of the... I don't really know how to use the word belies. Does having a puppet show at an adult only show
belie its adult only status? It might.
Yes.
I think that's the right way to use it.
Yeah. So there's some belying going on. It's a pretty big. We actually do a lot of songs off the Lincoln album right now. We've been doing occasional full Lincoln shows where we play the entire album from 1988, and consequently, because we have all this unusual repertoire from Lincoln in under our belts, we actually play a bunch of those songs in the regular show. We kind of folded those into the regular show. So it's our show is always ever evolving. We always do, have a different set list, and it keeps it interesting for us, and it keeps it interesting for recidivists, which is what we call the criminals who return to our shows. So
me, basically,
yes,
is what you say.
Exactly. Because, I don't know if you've ever had that experience of seeing a band a couple of years later and watching them do, the exact same show.
I have.
It's strange, right?
Yeah, Michael Franti, for example. I love it. I mean, it was a really fun show both times. But
I actually was reading a review of a band that shall remain unnamed from a rock critic.
Because you're more polite than I am.
Who was saying they'd seen somebody go out on tour, they'd seen them basically embark on their tour with the one set, and then return 12 months later playing the exact same set in the exact same sequence.
At the same venue?
No, it was a Pacific Northwest band, and I'm sure they came back and played at the Megadome or whatever, but they said that they had completely lost their musical spirit. It was like the most disheartening thing he had ever witnessed.
That's terrible.
But yeah, which goes to speak to why you should not have a set notion of how you put your set together.
Yeah.
You got to keep the ball rolling.
All right, so John Flansburg from They Might Be Giants. First of all, you've been...
Bill Childs from Northampton.
Yeah, on your website, you've been posting some facts about Northampton. Would you like to lay one fact about Northampton on us?
Let me fire that up on the internet here. They're fanciful. They are not. They are fun facts, but they are not fact based. Here's one fun fact. Fun fact about Northampton, Massachusetts: the secret teddy bear and antique doll collections of Governor Francis Sargent fills the Calvin Theater's top floor.
It's true. All right, so Thursday at the Calvin, They Might Be Giants, along with Jonathan Colton, opening. Tickets are available at Northampton Box Office or IHAG.com. You'll be on with Joan in the Riversound Cafe. And why don't you bring us into the next song, what we're going to be playing here?
Well, Bill, you walk into a room with your pencil in your hand, you see somebody naked, and you say, "What album is this from?" It's Ballad of a Thin Man by Bob Dylan.
Thank you, John. See you on Thursday.